It sure be a foggy night on old Cape Cod. A perfect night for a mystery. And that's what I've got to tell you. And it's the truth. Though some disputes it. Says it's bunk. Well, I say they're bunk. Tish was here, eh? I wouldn't be if it weren't for my great-great-grandfather spending a night in that crypt. Fact is, there's been plenty of folks spent a night in there. Not just old Jabez himself, who is the only one who's actually buried there. The only one who stayed put. Jabez Howland. He's buried across the street from the tavern, which is what the Prince Jenkins House in West Barnstable started out being known as in the beginning, way back in the colonial days. In the 1700s, it was a tavern at the crossroads of Meeknas Way and Old King's Highway, now known as Routes 149 and 6A. But I like the old names better. They were more colorful. And you know, I like color. Anyways, like in any community, when people die, they've got to be buried somewhere. So the white folk started up a cemetery in the lot across the street, locating it where, perhaps for convenience sake, it being closer to where a fresh corpse was likely to come out than the rooster church a mile away. Captain Fuller became its first official resident in 1719. Soon after, it was Jabez Howland's turn, and whether his idea or one of his relatives, he was interred in a granite crypt built just off the corner. Big for a tomb in those days, three quarters of it underground. So that was the beginning of the West Barnstable Cemetery. It was also the beginning of the tunnels, which is what this is all about. The tunnels were there because of the Munu Munu Skultans, a tribe of natives just down the road, who had their own settlement and their own burial ground, much more ancient than the whites, dating back centuries. Well, the white folk, being white folk, was scared the Munus would attack. Of course they never did. But that didn't stop the white folk from fearing it. So, as a precaution, they built two tunnels running out from under the tavern. It again being the most likely location they'd be found should an attack occur. One tunnel was for escaping, the other for hiding out. The escape tunnel ran north-northwest for 50 yards before it emptied out into the middle of a field on the other side of Old King's Highway. The other one was shorter, and it ran due west under Meeting House Way, straight into the crypt of old Jabez Howland. That was where they figured to hide out from the bloodthirsty Munus, should they ever decide to become bloodthirsty, which they never did. Well, time keeps rolling, as they say, as it always do. 100 years went by. The Munus were forced out and disappeared. Turns out maybe they're the ones who should have built escape tunnels, eh? Well, the original tavern burned down. Then, in 1808, along came a carpenter, name of Prince Jenkins, who built his house right over the same spot, right on top the old tunnels. But I mustn't forget to mention, whilst it was still a tavern in 1781, a baby boy was born there, name of Lemuel Shaw. He grew up to be an abolitionist lawyer, a right fine and ardent man who went on to become Supreme Court Justice of Massachusetts. Anyways, as I was starting to say, after the fire burned down the original tavern, a carpenter named Prince Jenkins came and built his house over where the tunnels had stood. But soon after he was done, he headed west, selling out to a farmer named Josiah Bursley. Pour me some lemon squash, would you, dear? Thank you. Ah, that's good. Now, Farmer Bursley, he wasn't no abolitionist. Far from it. Fact is, he was just about the opposite. Not only did he own slaves, but when slavery was outlawed in Massachusetts in 1809, he didn't want to give them up, you see. Other farmers felt the same way, didn't want to lose the free help. So what did old Bursley do? Crafty, wicked, wily old Bursley. Whenever he thought there might be an inspector from Boston coming down to enforce the new anti-slavery law, he would round up all his and march them through that tunnel and lock them up inside Jabez Howland's crypt, imprison them until the coast was clear. Well, time keep a rolling. Pretty soon, it was the 1840s, and 25 years had gone by. Big changes had taken place. As concerned the Prince Jenkins house, it was a swing of the compass. Maybe it was due to the influence of Lemuel Shaw being born there, or maybe the fact the property was now owned by a woman, Lurana Howland, relative of old Jabez himself. And leave it to a woman to get the job done when there's any real justice to be served. But the Prince Jenkins house was now transformed into a station on the Underground Railroad. That we all know the Underground Railroad was no railroad. Wasn't underground either. Except in this case you could say it was. For the next 25 years, leading up to the Civil War, brave Cape Cod ship captains, men of conscience, would smuggle back in their holds runaway slaves from down south. Upon reaching the south shore of the Cape, their human cargo would be taken at night by lantern and buckboard north across the arm to West Barnstable to the house that used to be a tavern. And here's where the circle completes. Lurana Howland used the very tunnels and crypt, the same one Farmer Bursley used to secret his slaves from the prying eyes of the inspectors, she used to shelter her runaways from a different kind, enforcers of the fugitive slave law. Because of Lurana's conscience and her ancestors' crypt, and because of others of goodwill like Lemuel Shaw and Captain Robert Lowell, many souls went on to rise up out of that crypt. Many a desperate eye saw real freedom they never would have tasted otherwise. Anyway, that's the whole history. Nearabouts. In the 50s, 1950s that is, the Prince Jenkins house was sold and become a shop that sold miniature lighthouses and windmills. Later it became a residence and an antique shop was attached alongside, which is how it stands today. Like I reported, Some residents of West Barnstable dispute this account. Say old Tish was wrong. Say that old Jabez Howland ain't never had nobody in his crypt except himself. Furthermore, they say that the dip in the asphalt across Meeting House Way, running from house to crypt, isn't the old tunnel starting to cave in, but only wires running under the street.
There's only electrical wires runs down there. That's why there's a dip in the road. Dip. They be the dip.
Sheer nonsense. But people are free to speak and believe whatever nonsense they want, you know. That's what freedom's all about. Even if history suffers from it, it don't matter to them. They's just as happy to call him Route 6A and 149. That old ball, still rotating. Time still ticking on. But so far as those tunnels and crypt go, history's been dormant a while. Not much has been happening. But a place like that, with so much history behind it, you mark my words, sooner or later, something more's bound to happen. Mark my words, sooner or later, something will.
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, no, that's all right. I don't usually let people sneak up on me like that. My reactions must be rusty.
How can you react if you're asleep?
Oh, you'd be surprised what you can train yourself to do while sleeping. But who are you? Are you here to sell me something?
No.
Well, then have a seat.
Actually, I was hoping I might be able to buy something from you. If not the thing itself, then perhaps your services.
What is the thing you want to buy?
Something that already belongs to me. I'm hoping to get it back.
Mysterious. How did you lose it?
I never had it to begin with, but it does belong to me.
Mysterious more. What is this it we're talking about? Do I ever get to find out?
Captain Underhill, my name is Roberta Salazar.
So you're not going to tell me? Roberta Salazar, is that name supposed to... Wait, that does ring a bell. Horatio Salazar. We're talking, what, 25 years?
That's right. Horatio Salazar was my mother's brother. My late uncle.
He was the attorney Leander Piller murdered.
That's right.
That was the Uriah Piller case.
Yes, and if you remember, before my uncle was killed, he struck a deal with Leander Piller. He was to get half of the Uriah Piller inheritance that was buried in the strong box in exchange for $50,000 in cash.
Yes, I recall those facts, now that you mention them.
Here's a copy of the original document, the contract between Horatio Salazar and Leander Piller.
So it is. I do recall now. How did you get this?
It was in my uncle's effects. Captain Underhill, just because my uncle was murdered by someone he signed a contract with does not invalidate that contract.
No, it wouldn't.
And since my parents are deceased and I am the sole beneficiary of my uncle's estate, then I rightfully own what was in that strongbox.
True. You rightfully may own it, but the Piller estate was probated a long time ago. Everything was sold off, the proceeds distributed. It's a little late to collect. I'm sure whatever there was has been spent by now.
Oh, I realize that. It's not the money I'm after, really. It's the strongbox itself. That's what I'd like to recover.
The strongbox? What for?
Well, for its obvious collector's value, but that's not why I want it. I would never sell it.
Why do you want it?
It represents sentimental reasons, I guess. Uncle Horty was my favorite uncle. It was because of him I decided to become a lawyer.
I figured you must be.
Not yet. I'm only in law school, and frankly, I'm hoping that finding that chest will give me the morale boost I need to stay enrolled, because I'm not finding it easy sledding, let's put it that way.
What year are you?
First. You see, I'd just like to get the strongbox, since it does technically belong to me. I just want to claim what's rightfully mine.
So make your case, Counselor.
Well, I've researched its articles of provenance, including its criminal history.
You're not going to tell me it has a police record as long as my arm.
No, you know what I mean. It's connection to a crime. Actually, the box originated with Uriah Pillar. He had it custom made and used it to bury the cash he generated when he liquidated his entire estate. The inheritance was left to his two sons, Simon and Leander. To get his hands on his share, Leander Pillar first signed a contract with my uncle.
And then murdered him. Then he murdered his older brother, Simon. And then killed his own wife.
That's right.
And then finally he was arrested, convicted, and sent to prison for life, without parole.
Thanks to you.
That was my job, Miss Salazar.
Was?
Yes, I'm retired now.
Anyway, following the disposition of the criminal case, the strongbox, which had been impounded as evidence, was released and returned to the Pillar estate. The probate court did a lousy job of probating, totally overlooking my uncle's rights. Leander Pillar was recognized as the sole beneficiary, but he, being the killer, couldn't collect. Leander's property and holdings were confiscated by the state and put up for auction. The proceeds were divided among charities Uriah Pillar had supported during his lifetime. I was told, though I couldn't confirm it, that you were the person who bought the strongbox at the auction.
Almost true. I did bid on it, but I was outbid.
Then if you could tell me who outbid you.
No, I don't think I'd better do that.
Why?
For your own sake.
But if you'll just tell me who it is so I can contact them.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. A better one would be to let me get it for you. Give me some time. I think I can.
I can't afford to pay you a commission.
Who's asking for one? I feel partly responsible. You didn't get it in the first place. But you'll probably have to pay whoever owns it, even if you can legally show it's yours.
I understand. And thanks. But you won't tell me who it is now?
I will if I don't succeed. How's that? I will tell you this much. Your quest involves working with a certain shady antiques dealer of my acquaintance. When he's not committing fraud, he's trafficking in memorabilia from famous crime. An example, Lizzie Borden's axe.
Really?
He sold at least a dozen. Yes, Al Capone, spats.
Splats?
Well, I said spats, but yes, splats too. Bloodstained items, sure. Curios from the Boston Strangler, or the ladder from the Lindbergh baby kidnapping, things like that.
I think I'd rather have my strongbox.
He's purchased and sold items from several cases I've had a hand in. He's crafty, but I know how to handle him. Now, I can't say that we're very fond of each other, but if you want your box, he's our man. Just give me a little time to work on it, and then come back and see me.
Of course. When would you like me to return?
Oh, in a few days. But you don't have to leave just now, do you? Have a seat again. I'll make us some tea.
I'd like that very much. But I don't want to take up too much of your afternoon.
Oh, take it up. Take it up. I don't have any other use for it. Idle time I've got plenty of. Although now that you've given me something to do... You know, it might be fun for us to work on this together.
I'd like that very much. Then I'll be able to say I worked on a case with Captain Underhill. That would be a real feather in my cap.
A feather, huh? I've got plenty of those, but I think it's because my down pillow is losing its stuffing. Oh, hi.
Are you all right?
What? Yes, it's just this tricky burner. There, it's going now.
You're sure you're all right?
Fine. Singed a few feathers, maybe.
You don't know it, but I know all about you. Not only how you single-handedly solved the Pillar case, but...
Pillow case? You're still talking about feathers.
No, Pillar case. P-I-L-L-A-R. Solved the Pillar case.
Oh, right.
And other cases, too, which I looked up as soon as I got to law school. You're known pretty well around campus. Professors use you as an example quite often. You're almost a legend.
A legend, eh? I like that. Better than senior citizen. Oh, excuse me again.
I don't mean to interrupt you if you want to continue talking about anything.
No, I'm done. Temporarily.
You say you're in your first year?
Yes. It's just horribly difficult.
They make it tough intentionally, don't they?
Sometimes when I feel like giving up and going ahead and flunking out, I keep thinking of Uncle Horty. I can almost feel him hovering over me, encouraging me on, telling me I can do it. Does that sound silly and stupid?
No. No, not at all. I can easily understand that. In fact, a favorite uncle of mine, who was head of the highway patrol, was the one who got me interested in law enforcement. Sugar or lemon?
Lemon, please. And wouldn't you go to great lengths to have some memento of his?
I have gone to great lengths. I can show you things I've collected. And a scrapbook, if you want to stick around for lunch.
Oh, I don't know. I've got an awful lot of studying to do.
Oh, come on. You can spare me an hour. Say, do you like bananas?
Bananas?
Yes, they're wonderful. They're very good for you. High in potassium.
Good afternoon, Augustine Nicholswhite. May I help? Oh, it's you.
You don't seem all that pleased to see me, Augie.
It's Nicholswhite to you. Is there any reason I should be?
Well, yes. Two former colleagues meeting again.
From opposite sides of the fence.
More like a fence on the opposite side. That's you, isn't it?
That's right. I've reformed. You reformed me.
I didn't reform you. You reformed yourself.
Orvin, I have you to thank.
Not necessary.
You coming in?
Yes. Yes, why don't you close the door? I need to ask you a favor.
Pull the other one.
I mean, do you a favor?
That's better.
You like fat commissions, don't you?
Even better. What are we talking about? I better be honest.
Oh, pull my other one. I want you to retrieve something for me. Unless you still have it.
What might that be?
Your Iapeller's strongbox.
I don't have it.
But you can get it.
I've no idea. You had a chance to buy it before, why didn't you?
You outbid me. I couldn't afford it.
Ooh, now you can.
Somewhat.
Somewhat won't do if you want it back.
Then you know you can get hold of it?
I didn't say that. Buying it for yourself?
Yes.
Why the renewed interest?
It's not renewed. Same old interest.
Oh, no. Seems strange to me. You waltz in here again after all these years saying you want to buy it again. Who offered you how much for it?
I told you I'm buying it for myself. I just like another crack at it. I deserve it. I solved the case, didn't I?
Come into an inheritance, did you?
Let's just say I can make it worth your while.
No, let's just say a 30% broker's fee plus a 10% finder's fee.
A finder's fee?
It's not going to be easy to locate.
Now, cut the charade, Augie. You know who has it. You know how much you can get it for, and you're only deciding how much you can sucker me for.
You are free to think whatever you like. Good afternoon, Madam Augustine Nicholswhite. May I help you?
Oh, no. No, thanks. I just came in to browse.
And you are most welcome to. Please look around. If there's anything I can help you with, please ask.
I will. Thank you.
He's still here.
Look, if it's the collector who's got it, tell him I'll swap him for other crime scene artifacts I possess. I have quite a bit of that stuff.
You're acquiring this for yourself?
Yes, I told you.
Now, I still don't understand why this sudden interest. It's going to cost you a lot more now than if you had outbid me when you had the chance.
Have you ever let an opportunity slip through your fingers that you later regretted?
It's more of the opportunities I didn't let slip through that I've later regretted.
But now, you're reformed.
Yeah, now I'm reformed.
How much do you think you can get it for?
How much are you willing to pay?
Hard to say.
That's what I say.
How much is it worth?
I think it's worth what someone will pay.
Well, how much did you pay at auction?
I don't recall. I forget.
I think it was around 1,500. I dropped out at 9.
No, I sold it for considerably more than that.
How much?
I don't recall.
Produce a valid, traceable receipt and I'll believe you. Give me a ballpark then.
That would be hard to say.
Thought you'd say that.
Crime collectibles have gone up greatly in recent years, some sky high.
Thank you. Thank you.
Augustine Nicholswhite, at your service, madam, please. Stop again.
All right, Augie. Since you're being so cooperative, here's what. I'll authorize you to go as high as 5,000. You bring it in for less, I'll increase your commission.
Suits me dandy, Captain, but here's what, too. I ain't finished with my demands.
We already agreed on a commission and a finder's fee.
That's a fee. But it's also the matter of some outstanding parking tickets.
Augie.
Oh, come on.
Nicholswhite, I'm retired. I can't fix parking tickets anymore.
You can try while I'm trying on your behalf. I also need a friend of mine's sentence reduced.
Forget it. You're not an informant. I can't offer you any deals.
You still have friends you can talk to.
No promises.
I want something else.
Augie, it's only a footlocker.
I want something personal.
What?
Some personal item. Something collectible. Something from the great detective himself.
Fingernail clippings?
No.
You want my handkerchief? It's unused. Or should I use it and increase the value?
I'll take your bow tie. That will command a better price. I'll have that.
Oh, all right. All right. Wait a minute. Out. All right. Here. But that's all you're getting.
Along with a signed affidavit guaranteeing its authenticity?
Fine.
Yeah, the handkerchief too.
Oh, all right, but that's it.
I should ask for your belt and shoelaces. That's what I had to give up when you sent me to prison.
You sent yourself there, Augie. That's all you're getting until I come back for the box. I'll sign your affidavits then. Give me a call when you've got a price. You know how to reach me. I'll see about those other requests after you get me the strong box.
It might be a few days.
Like I said, you know how to reach me.
Yeah. I've got your number.
Hello again.
Hi.
I got your message. You wanted to see me.
That's right. Come on in.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
What have you got to show me?
Now, have a seat, and all will be revealed. No, no, over here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Now, wait here a minute. I'll be right back.
This is mysterious. Should I be excited?
That's up to you.
You're being so dramatic.
Close your eyes.
Are you serious?
Yes, and keep them closed.
They are.
Good. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Open them. Ta-da! Mamselle, your lost property.
Is that it?
Your Iapillar's strong box. None other. Return to its rightful owner. Well, what's the matter? You don't look pleased.
Oh, I am. I mean, wow. I can't believe it.
Well, try, because there it is.
Are you sure it's the right one?
Of course I'm sure. Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know.
Never seen it before, have you?
No.
Then why doubt me if it's real?
I'm not doubting you. I just wanted to be sure.
You did doubt it. Why?
Why are you taking this so personally?
You're evading. Answer the question.
I'm sorry if I wasn't enthusiastic
enough. You're still evading. I'm still waiting for an answer. Answer my question, this time with the truth, or you can leave right now.
It's not Uriah Pillar's strongbox, is it?
That's a question. I want an answer.
No, it's not.
All right. How do you know?
Captain Underhill, I'm afraid I haven't been completely honest with you.
Bingo.
If I tell you, you have to promise me. You have to sign an agreement.
Miss Salazar, stop being a lawyer. Trust a fellow human being and answer the question. How did you know it's not the right strongbox?
I'll show you. I went through Uriah Pillar's papers. They're still in storage. Here's what I found.
What is it?
Take a look. Sloppy probate work. It was completely overlooked.
A bill of sale to Uriah Pillar for gold.
300 troy ounces. That's 25 pounds. Look at the date.
Yes, the year before he died.
At the time when he was converting his entire estate into cash. Why was he purchasing gold? It wasn't an investment. I did a careful audit of his estate and the amount of money that was stipulated to be in the strongbox. The gold was never accounted for.
You think it's in the strongbox?
No, I think it's part of the strongbox, built into it. You can tell me if my hunch is correct. It's lead-lined, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not? Oh, I was sure it would be.
But there are four what I thought were iron bands painted black, welded to the outside. Two running laterally and two lengthwise.
I knew it.
As well as corner protectors.
I knew it.
Could be 25 pounds worth.
That's where the gold is, I bet you.
I think you made a brilliant deduction.
Thanks. I just tried to think like you do and like Uriah Piller would. You told me he was an eccentric. Back then, gold was $32 an ounce. It cost him less than $10,000 for 300 troy ounces.
Yes, the receipt says $9,600.
Today it would be worth 10 times that. That's enough to pay for 2 years of law school.
I see.
Captain Underhill, I'm really sorry, and I apologize for not trusting you with this sooner.
No, I understand. I appreciate your telling me now. But this does put a different slant on it.
Why? It's still my box. I do want it for sentimental reasons, too.
It's not that. It's dealing with Augie Nicholswhite.
Who?
Augustine Nicholswhite. The crooked antique dealer I spoke of. I've been dealing through him.
We don't have to tell him about the gold, do we?
Certainly not. But Augie's not dumb. He's already suspicious, and he's not the type who's going to let a hidden value like that slip through his fingers twice. This definitely is going to require a different approach. We must assume he's going to discover the gold, and we've got to figure out some way to force him to hand it over.
Captain Underhill, I just want to say I'm really embarrassed.
Call me Waverly. Don't you think it's time?
Waverly.
Say that again.
Waverly.
Once more.
No. I'm trying to say I'm sorry I didn't trust you to begin with. Are you mad?
Miss Salazar, when it comes to beautiful young women, I'm more apt to be mad over them than mad at them.
Roberta, don't you think it's time?
Roberta.
Once more.
Roberta, I'll keep going. I don't care.
No, that's enough. Go back to what you were thinking about before I interrupted.
Let's see. There is a way. It's going to take a small acting job.
Me?
Maybe. It's shady legal, but then I'm not a police officer anymore, and you are not a lawyer yet. It takes a bit of play acting.
What about me?
I'd do it myself, but he knows me.
Why can't I do it? What are lawyers but actors? What do you want me to do?
Well, the trouble is, you're not quite right for the part.
Why not? I can act.
You're the wrong age, for one thing. And you look like you've got a little too much on the ball. We need an older, more gullible type. The perfect sucker. The perfect patsy. An easy mark.
Like, who do you mean? Why can't I?
Well, did you ever watch the Antiques Roadshow?
Once, maybe.
You have to look like one of the yokels you see on it. You don't, I'm afraid. Let's see. Wait. Aha! What was I thinking? I know the perfect candidate.
Who?
Someone who's all that and more. You'll like him. And he will like you.
What exactly am I to do?
Well, right now, untuck your shirt and hold still so I can wire you up.
You're very nice to be doing this, Mr. Schofield.
He's a doctor. Never forget that.
You're darn right I am.
Now hold the microphone right there.
A doctor who's being asked to behave like a policeman, which I'm not, and he is. He should be doing this.
I told you, he knows me too well. I've sent him to prison too many times.
You could use a disguise.
Who do you think I am, Sherlock Holmes?
Remember, Dr. Schofield, you mustn't bring up the egg cups.
Remember, but that's what I'm supposed to get him to sell me, isn't it?
Only if he offers them to you.
Why isn't she doing this? She's capable.
We're sending you in alone. You're the first wave. We'll be listening from here. If it's not working, I'll send her in, too. She'll pose as your niece.
My niece? Okay. What's your name going to be?
Roberta.
Oh, right. Then I'm Dr. Schofield. Look, Waverly, why don't we just send her? I'm no actor. She's obviously capable of doing this without me.
She's not the perfect patsy.
And I am?
I'll answer this. Do you watch the Antiques Roadshow?
All the time.
I rest my case.
What? He told you I was a perfect patsy.
No, he said you looked like one. There's a difference.
A patsy to his foolish schemes is what I am. Too often they backfire.
Oh, not so often. Anyway, this one's harmless.
Harmless? He won't think it's harmless if I'm setting him up to be sent back to prison.
It's only for leverage. It's not for prosecution.
I'm no actor.
I'm not either.
I can't act.
You don't have to act. Just be yourself.
So, this is typecasting.
No. Just go in and shop around. Be an innocent customer. That's all I want you to be.
Just be myself and hope he tries to break the law.
Right.
And get it down on tape.
Exactly.
But don't entrap him.
Right.
Trap him, but don't entrap him. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, what if he doesn't bite?
If he doesn't, he doesn't. Say a few words.
And leave?
No, now. Say a few words now. Into the microphone. I need to check it.
Okay. Testing. 1, 2, 3. How's that?
Speak naturally.
Speak naturally. Oh. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Don't clown around. This is not karaoke. It's serious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if he pulls a gun?
He won't. That's not Augie Nickelswipe's way. But if he does, there'll be a policeman and a doctor close by.
Well, who's the doctor? Oh. I want to listen. I want to hear what I sound like through the earphones.
You won't be able to.
Why not?
Because you'll be hearing yourself and there'll be a slight delay.
So?
Well, go ahead and try it. Put them on. Good. Say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. You're right. That's funny. I can't speak.
Remember, Doctor, don't bring up the egg cups. He has to do it, but once he does, you're free to ask him any questions you like about them. But don't mention them first. He has to do it.
Are you about done?
Not quite.
Well, hurry up. I want to get this over with.
All right. Raise your arm.
Well, what if I perspire? I'm not going to get electrocuted, am I?
Relax. Here's how it's going to go. If he figures you're a likely prospect, he'll chat you up. He'll discover you have a lot in common. Then after a while, just for your interest, not because they're for sale, he'll show you his egg cups. He'll build your anticipation. First, he'll lock the door. Then he'll bring them out of a safe. They won't be on display. All the while, he'll be feeding you a cock and bull story based on historical half-truths.
Oh, what's the story?
That these egg cups once belonged to none other than Marie Antoinette. They were shipped to America along with her cats. She kept her appointment with the guillotine, her cats went to Maine and became Maine Coon cats, and her collection of hand-painted porcelain egg cups disappeared, guess where? Cape Cod.
Well, I'd rather be facing a guillotine now than what I'm about to do.
He'll claim he's saving them for his retirement. But since he likes you and has a dozen or more anyway, he'll decide he can part with one or two. Then he'll take you for what he thinks you're good for.
Oh, sounds so predatory.
Come into my antique shop, said the spider to the fly.
That makes me the fly. Now what does that make you two? A pill bug and a worm. I'm not saying who's who. Ouch! You did that on purpose.
Well, hold still. As to that, I'd say you're a spider, about to trap another spider in his own sticky web.
Well, that reminds me. Should I pay by check or credit card? Or would cash be better? Cash might tempt him.
Better not. Flashing a wallet full of money could be viewed by the courts as entrapment.
You are becoming a lawyer.
Well, she has the first requisite, craftiness.
I guess that's a compliment.
Speak again. Give me a voice signal.
A what? Do what?
Good. Thank you. You just did. Now, tuck in your shirt and go buy us an egg cup. Then we'll have all the incriminating evidence we need to send this guy up the river if he doesn't cooperate.
My, you are prepared to be ruthless.
For her, I'd do anything, yes.
Shh, Waverly. Excuse us.
Oh, Excuse me.
Well, excuse me.
I meant to say, I'm ruthless for the sake of retrieving this young lady's rightful property.
Whatever.
Shouldn't he get going?
Yes, he's ready. Are you ready, Alex?
Well, as ready as I'll never be. You sure I can trust you two alone? You're not going to run off and elope while I'm in there.
No. Don't worry, we'll be monitoring closely.
We'll send in reinforcements if there's any trouble.
Yes, good. Do that. What century did you say?
17.
It doesn't matter. The less you know, the better.
Remember, don't bring them up first.
Right, I won't.
This is crazy.
Only one pair of earphones. I guess we both can't listen.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, sure we can. Just put our heads together. You take one earpiece and I'll take the other.
What if it breaks like a wishbone?
Well, then we'll make a wish.
This is entrapment, isn't it?
Well, yes, but it's only a means to an end. It may not work anyway.
Of course it will. You're Captain Underhill. You never fail. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Roberta, I'm sorry I embarrassed you back there.
Good afternoon.
You better listen.
I'm Augustine Nicholas White. Good afternoon.
Oh.
I'm Augustine Nichols, White.
My goodness. You startled me.
I apologize. I just happened to be standing inside the door. I help you?
I don't know. You might.
How?
How?
Yes. How?
I'm not sure how. I don't know just yet.
Nothing specific, then? Just browsing?
Yes, just browsing.
Well, then, help yourself.
Thank you. I will.
And let me know if I can answer any questions.
Well, this is sort of like going to a museum without the admission. I've never been in an antique store before. It's all new to me.
Never been in one? How remarkable. That's hard to believe.
Yep, hard to believe. I know it sounds funny, but it's true.
Extremely funny. I would say almost incredible.
Well, I guess I just never got around to it. Usually I'm on the golf course, but I always wanted to collect something. I just never could decide what.
Well, why not expand on your interest in golf? There is the entire field of sports memorabilia.
No, I don't think that would suit me. I'd rather pick something I'm not interested in.
Not interested in?
Oh, I mean something new, something I could learn about while I was collecting. Although I don't mean new in terms of age. Something old I'd prefer. And that would be better, don't you think?
Many people collect nostalgia from their childhood.
Oh, no. Older than that. It would have to be something really old for me to get excited about. Or at least several hundred years old. Real antiques. What's the point otherwise?
There are many objects of every kind and every age. Look around if you see something you're not interested in. I'll be glad to help you.
Well, thank you. I will. And if you have any ideas or recommendations, be sure to speak up. I mean not loudly, but voice your opinion, but so that I can hear you.
Yes, I'll be glad to help you in any way I can, but deciding what to collect is a very personal choice.
This is not the kind of service I'm used to getting.
In antique stores?
Oh, no. In general, I'm speaking about. Hello? I could use some help.
Sorry, you need help?
No, not yet. It's my niece. I see. Hello, Roberta.
Uncle Alex, found anything yet?
Not yet.
Well, take your time.
Uh-huh, I am. Boy, I'm starting to get hungry. Is it dinner time?
Dinner time? Coming up.
Well, I had oatmeal for breakfast, you see. I prefer my favorite eggs. I remember as a kid I used to enjoy them every morning.
Well, Uncle, we don't have a reservation until later, so take your time. Don't be in too big a hurry. We'll eat soon enough.
Well, I was just mentioning to this gentleman that I've always wanted to collect something. I've just never been able to settle on what it should be. Now, look at these plates. Something in China, maybe.
It's fragile. You have to be delicate.
I could build a china cabinet to put them in. Maybe Fabergé eggs is what I ought to collect. Oh, I must be hungry. I keep bringing up food. Mr. Nicholswaite, do you want to suggest anything? Salesmen are usually good at telling you what you should buy. You can go ahead and give me ideas.
A reputable antiques dealer is never a salesman. We don't try to move merchandise or steer you towards any purchase. We only want to assist you after you've made up your mind.
How about these, Uncle Alex?
No, Roberta. I think I want to collect something more valuable than that. I'm looking for a good investment, too.
You've got the hiccups.
Yes, I do. I've never been able to get rid of it. Once I get started. I've tried scaring them out of me, but it's never worked.
Okay, why don't you try holding your breath?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Now, I have a better idea. Why don't you try a different antique shop?
I could, but why?
Why? Because I have a feeling you two might just be in cahoots with a certain Captain Underhill. Right, you're not asking who that is, so I'm right.
Well, wait now. Wait just a minute. I don't know who you're talking
about. Save your breath.
Roberta, what is...
You're listening somewhere, Captain Underhill. Ollie and free. Your flunkies failed you. You didn't succeed.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Devil await you, that's him now. Captain Underhill, come in.
Oh, Roberta, I'm sorry I flubbed it.
Mr. Nicholswaite, oh, I'm so glad I found you.
Hey, not now, Mrs. Patshaw. Could you come back?
Oh, but please, Mr. Nicholswaite, you saw
this
me...
This is not a good time.
Egg cups? You must let me return them. You've got to take them back.
Lower your voice, please. I'm with other customers now. If you'll just come back when I'm less busy.
Oh, but I'm sure these good folks wouldn't mind when I tell them how desperate I am. They won't resent my interruption.
Mrs. Clashaw, I insist.
He sold you egg cups, you said?
Yes, French egg cups.
Good grief.
From Marie Antoinette. They're wonderful. I love them. They're so beautiful. But I must return them. You see, my son was...
How much were they?
$600 for three. I know that's dirt cheap, but it was all the saving I had in the world. My son, when he found out, oh, he was terrible mad. Wicked mad. He says I shouldn't have done it. He said we'd turn nowhere else. Or, of course, I must. Or he hit me. He hurt me. He's done it afore. So please, if you just let me take up a short amount of...
Hello, Augie. Interesting recording I've got here.
Sir, please, may I go ahead of you two?
$600, did you say?
I beg your pardon?
For your egg cups.
Yes, that's what it was. $600 for three. I know each one is worth a double dash, and they are going to go skyrocket. But it's me son, you see. Son, he controls the finances, and he says I have to return them, or else...
And return them you shall.
Oh, thank you.
When did you purchase them?
Yesterday.
Well, they've skyrocketed since then. Haven't they, Mr. Nicholswaite?
They may have.
I'm sure Mr. Nicholswaite is going to be willing to take them back and pay you what they're worth today, which is $1,200.
Oh, my goodness!
Augie?
Certainly, madam. Would you like a check?
She'll take cash.
I'll get it.
Double me money back. Are you sure?
Oh, he's sure.
Mrs. Clashaw, here you are, with my compliments.
Let me count it.
He's my accountant.
I see. I was wondering.
It's all there. Now, Mrs. Clashaw, I want you to return the $600 to the cookie jar your son knows about. The other half I want you to put somewhere else. In a bank, in an account in your name would be best.
Yes, sir.
These cops have brought you a tidy nest egg, but don't count on it happening again. And don't be talked into any more risky investments.
Buy savings bonds. That's what I do.
I will. I shall. Oh, thank you. Thank all of you so much. Particularly you, Mr. Nicholswaite.
Bless you. The world needs more gentlemen like you.
Not at all.
Bless your heart, Augie. What a good Samaritan you are.
Shut up. You got me. What are you going to do?
Actually, very little. We're here to pick up your Eye of Pillars strongbox. You've got it, I'm sure. Hand that over, and I'll hand over this tape. And we'll be on our way.
Ah, more of your honest dealings, Captain. What's the difference between what I did to that old lady and what you're doing to me?
There's a big difference, but we'll discuss it later. Hand it over.
Oh, right. I'll get it. Just let me go.
Waverly, he's running!
Schofield, after him. Roberta, you go out that way and around.
Alex,
I'm right behind you.
Augie, give it up. You'll never escape with it.
Waverly, which way did he go?
He went that way. I heard his footsteps. Roberta, what are you doing here?
Cut him off. He went down there.
Alex, let me go first.
I'm coming.
I'm right behind you both.
What is this?
It's a tunnel. Wait, I see the strongbox. It's up ahead. He's abandoned it. Let's grab it.
Where are we?
It's a dead end.
Waverly, the lights went out.
What was that? Schofield, are you all right?
Yes, it's pitch black. I can't see a thing.
Roberta, where'd she go?
I don't know. What was that?
Another door. We're locked in.
Roberta! Augie, what are you doing?
Alex, we've got to get to her. She may be in danger.
Waverly, I don't think so.
Why not? She's out there with him.
I think this was her doing.
Her doing?
She locked us in.
Her doing?
Waverly, think about it. She told us he ran down this way, but we never saw him. She was right behind me, and she disappeared when the lights went out and the door closed. I think she's responsible.
Roberta! Augie!
I can't believe it. Doesn't make any sense. It's not possible. I've got to figure this out.
I'd rather you figure out how to get us out of here. What is this place?
Do you have a flashlight?
No.
Matches?
Oh, let me see. I don't think so. Waverly, what is this place?
It's a crypt.
A crypt?
That's what the strongbox is resting on. A tomb.
A tomb?
Yes, we parked across the street by the cemetery, remember?
Oh, yeah. No matches. Why did you want them?
To check to see what kind of metal bands were around the strongbox, but I don't think I need to bother.
Why did she do it? Why betray me? I can't figure it.
Well, why did they turn the lights out?
Not just the lights, all the electricity. I heard a pump quit at the same time. I can't figure this. Why did she...
I don't know, but if we're not going anywhere, I might as well sit down. I'll sit in this coffin and pretend it's a stone bench.
Sarcophagus.
A what?
It's a sarcophagus.
Oh, esophagus, whatever. Oops, Waverly, I just sat in your tape recorder. Can we move it?
Tape recorder? It's not mine.
It isn't? Then whose is it?
Mine's still around my neck.
Then whose?
Maybe there's a way to find out. Push play.
If I can find which button it is... Oh, here.
Testing 1, 2. Okay, it's recording. Turn it up.
Captain Underhill, remember me? Remember this voice? Have you figured it out yet? It's your old pal, Leander Piller. Long time no see, copper. Guess where I've been for the past 20 years? Oh, but you don't have to guess, do you? You know right where I've been because you put me here, didn't you? Thanks to you, I'm living my life behind bars. But then, what goes around comes around. And look where you are now, copper. Congratulations, fool! How do you like solitary confinement? Augustine Nichols White. We hit it off right away. Discovered we had a lot in common. One thing in particular. Our hatred of you. Oh, man, I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. And it was worth it. So worth it. So worth it. All the trouble I put myself through planning this. Say, how'd you like my little troop? But then I'll let them have their own goodbyes after mine.
Lights out! Lightning!
Okay, they're putting us to bed now. Of course, I mustn't forget to mention the star of my charade, the lovely and talented Roberta Salazar. I heard you two developed quite an attraction for each other. At least one of you did. Too bad I have to be the one to tell you this. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Roberta's not her real name. And she's not Horatio Salazar's niece either. She's my own daughter, named Mariah. Illegitimate, of course, but a true chip off the old Bellum. Quite beautiful, isn't she? With 1 year of age from every year I've been locked behind bars again, thanks to you. You know, they wouldn't even let me out of here to see her born. Just a minute.
Dilla.
Present.
Mermaid, leave me alone.
Oh, I wish I could be there to see your face. Oh, I'd give a lot for that. You know, maybe I should have let you go ahead and marry her. Can you imagine me as your father-in-law? Son? By the way, should you be wondering, Augie's closed up shop and gone to Florida for 6 months. Everything's shut off. There won't even be a meter reader dropping by. Mariah's on her way there, too. She deserves a break, poor kid, after that fine but utterly exhausting performance. Imagine the strain of having to pretend she liked you. Of course, executing my plan to perfection. She even enrolled in law school. Did you know that?
Lights out!
You hear that? Lights out. Now it's just you and me in the darkness. Isn't it, Captain? Oh, I wish I could continue to keep you company. But not to smuggle this tape out of here, it has to be kept short. But if you get lonely, you can play it back as many times as you'd like. And I hope that you will. Goodbye then, Captain Underhill. Goodbye forever. I win. Rot. Slick.
Should I shut it off?
No. No, it's not over. Let it run.
Well, well, well. My. Captain Underhill. Now it's time for me to pass along my regards and best wishes before I run along south to sunny Florida, as my friend Leander said. I'll be driving down with my mother. You know each other, of course. Mother Nicholswhite, say hello.
Son, I'm not sure we have met. I don't believe so, unless... Well, now, by any chance, do you know old McLaughlin? Captain Underhill, did you think I wouldn't seek me own vengeance for what you did to me by... Far worse than any crime he ever committed. Selling harmless egg cups to suckers who could afford it. Compared to what you did,
sending an otherwise fine young man to prison who didn't deserve it, depriving a mother of her son's love and support. Did you think I'd let it go at that? Did you think I wouldn't seek a mother's revenge for that? Well, you've got another thing coming, Buster. Me son's not the one with a terrible temper. I am. And Mother, you're going to get yours, Captain Underville. You hear me?
My turn.
You're the one who's going to heal now, aren't you?
My turn. Oh. Well, she said it all anyway. Goodbye, then, the great egotistical Underhill. That's all. How do I stop recording? Or do you want to say something?
I don't think so. Push that button right there.
This one.
Well, that appears to be it.
Yeah. Shut it off.
His mother. She fooled me, too.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Waverly, I'm sorry about the girl. When you weren't being your usual crude self, I should have realized how much she meant to you. Well, at least she had the decency not to leave you a nasty message on the tape.
Some consolation. What a fool I've been, Alex.
Oh, I've been there. Our hearts are our Achilles' heels, you know.
I was so blind.
Oh, love is. Waverly, I hate to bring this up, but how do we get out of here?
We don't. Obviously, that's the point.
But you'll think of something. You always do.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm just kicking myself. You can have a turn, too, if you want.
Oh, no thanks. I might miss. Anyway, let's concentrate on how we're going to get out of here.
Right.
I'd like to, if for no other reason than to punch that Leander Pillar in the nose. Permanently.
Right. You're right, Alex. You're right. All right, we've got to figure a way out of here. Which is not going to be easy. I'm no Houdini. First off, who's going to miss us? Did you tell anyone you were coming here?
Well, how could I? You didn't tell me. All I told my secretary was I was going out with you. I didn't say where. Whom did you tell?
Nobody. Roberta. The police will discover my car eventually.
Well, I imagine they'll move it.
They'll have to tow it. I have the... Oh. No, I don't. She must have taken the keys off me when she kissed me. What a gullible fool I've been, Schofield. A little feminine flattery, a few batted eyelashes, and I'm knocked off my guard. That's it. I'm swearing off women forever.
That'll be the day.
What have you got in your pockets? Anything useful? A cellular phone would be handy.
My wallet. That's all. Nothing else.
I'm sorry I got you into this, Alex.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I'm just glad I'm here to keep you company.
I suppose if I have to die a lingering death, it was wise of me to bring along my physician. How do you feel?
Oh, me? Fine. Well, a little thirsty, I guess. It's probably only the fact that I can't get to water that's making me wish I had it.
Well, maybe it'll rain soon and this place will leak.
Oh, I doubt it. Anyway, don't talk about leaking.
Oh. Well, be my guest. Feel your way to a corner and go ahead.
No, I'll wait.
Wait? For what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to wait a while.
You're thinking the same thing I am. Maybe she'll have a change of heart and come back. After all, she didn't leave a message on the tape.
Oh, I wouldn't cling to that, Waverly.
Well, then what are you waiting for? What's the point?
Oh, all right. Then I will. Let me select a corner. Whoa. Oh.
Alex, you all right?
Yes. There's a pile of rocks behind Sarcolemma.
That's a sarcophagus.
Well,
be careful. Wait a minute. Rocks or bricks?
Rocks. Stones. Beach stones, I think.
White beach stones?
Now, how could I know if they're white? I can't see them. They're smooth, about the size of grapefruits. Why, do you think we can break down the bars with them?
I doubt it. Let me have two anyway. We might be able to use them.
Well, how?
They might be quartz.
Here's two. Where are you?
Over here.
Where?
Here.
Oh, there you are. You got them?
Yes, let go. These do feel like quartz.
Quartz, huh? Can we make a crystal radio and send out a distress signal?
You've been reading too much Tom Swift. However, if they are quartz, I might be able to make a light that we can see our faces by.
Oh, how?
By rubbing them. Watch.
Oh, my goodness. Little internal lightning bolts flashing when you do that. Yes, I can see your face.
Piezoelectric effect. We used to call them Indian flashlights when I was a kid.
Well, too bad they can't produce enough light so we can flash a signal.
It would take a mighty bright light to find its way out of here.
A cricket.
Yeah, must be after dark. That particular variety chirps only at night.
Oh, listen. More company.
More protein, you mean?
What? Oh. No, I'd rather not think about that. I'm going to lie down a while. Who gets the top bunk?
What?
Well, bench or the floor.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But when we do sleep for the night, I think we should huddle together for warmth.
Oh, great. More wonderful things to look forward to. Well, then I'll use the top bunk. I hope whoever's in this tomb doesn't mind me sleeping on top of them. Good night.
Good night.
Waverly, you okay? Want to talk?
No. No, I want to think. Go to sleep.
All right. All right. You think. That's good.
Still in the crypt, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, Waverly. I forgot where I was. What are you doing? What's that smell? What's burning?
Good. Good. You noticed it.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, how long have I been asleep?
Most of the night. I figure the sun will be coming up soon. Those crickets have stopped. Soon it should be time for the morning commute.
Waverly, what are you doing?
Alex, ask yourself what gets out of this place. Light doesn't escape. Sound can't. We can't shout. Nobody would hear us. We can barely hear the thump of those cars. But smell. Smell might escape. Odor just might get out of here.
You mean when we decompose?
No. Now. What did you just ask yourself when you woke up?
What was burning?
Exactly. And that's the same question we want the morning commuters or any passers-by to ask themselves. If you're done with your beauty sleep, why don't you get up and help me?
I am up. Give me two rocks.
Here, use mine. They're good ones. I'll get more. Let's see. Here are two. Where are you?
Over here. Beep, beep, beep.
All right, here you go.
Okay, I got them.
Now, start rubbing. We need as much odor seeping out of this shaft and up through cracks and cricket holes as possible. And stir up the air, too. Blow.
Oh, our faces are lighting up. What produces the smell? The piezoelectric effect?
No, it's not that. Our rubbing pulverizes the quartz into powder. The friction then burns it.
It just smells like an electrical fire.
Exactly. Listen. The traffic is picking up. Rub faster. Come on, blow.
I am. I'm getting dizzy.
Then stop. Let me do it. Did you know this tunnel was here?
no idea.
You've noticed the dip in the road that it's caused by?
I don't think so.
You've driven over it many times. What did you think it was?
Oh, I'm sure I have, but I don't think I ever noticed or thought about it.
Well, if you had noticed it and thought about it, what might you have thought it was? A tunnel?
No, definitely not. Underground wires, maybe.
Exactly. Where an electrical fire might be coming from. That's what we're counting on. Someone to notice and call the fire department.
What if it doesn't work?
Well, then we'll wait until conditions are right. And we'll try again. It's our best chance. Maybe our only one.
Waverly, it occurs to me, not only are we in prison, but here we are pounding rocks. I'm sure your pal Leander Pillar would be pleased.
We won't tell him. We'll deny him the satisfaction. Keep rubbing.
I am. I'm rubbing. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Look at it this way, Alex. After this, the girls will go crazy over us. We'll have so many muscles.
So many calluses, you mean?
Officer, Olivia Myers, WPPX. How long were they in there?
They're not dead, are they?
Sorry, this is an active investigation. I can't give you any specifics at this time.
Are you the two boys who reported this?
We smelled it. We were riding our bikes, playing in the cemetery, actually.
Those two boys discovered.
We know we're not supposed to. We thought we smelled something burning.
So we rode down and told the firemen at the fire station.
That's right. It's a good thing they did. Otherwise, we never would have found them.
Excuse me.
Stay back, ma'am. Ma'am, stay back. This is a crime scene.
We have to stay back. I've already tried.
But are they all right?
Who?
Waverly Underhill and Dr. Schofield.
Right up there.
The two men who were in the crypt.
They're alive. Stay back.
You know them?
Oh, thank heavens. Thank heavens.
You know them? How do you know them? How do you know they were entombed?
I'd rather speak to the police officer about this. Officer, I need to speak to you.
How did you know they were in the crypt?
You can talk to us.
Yeah, interview us.
Later, guys. Now tell me, how'd you know?
I put them there.
What?
Officer.
Say that again.
Officer.
Ma'am, I told you, I can't give you any information.
But I'm trying to give you information.
You can tell me.
No, I want the officer to hear this.
Why is that, miss?
Because what I'm about to say, I'm a law student. You better read me my rights.
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say may be taken down in your court.
One dark morning in the middle of the night, two dead men came out.
You have been listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's presentation of The Case of the Indian Flashlights. The actors in tonight's play:
David Ellsworth played Captain Waverly Underhill.
Wally O'Hara played Dr. Alexander Schofield.
Roberta Salazar was played by Christine Rathbun.
The part of Augustine Nicholls-White was played by Stephen Russell.
Bernadette McPherson played Mrs. Clattershaw.
Kim Crocker played the reporter.
Kevin Groppi played Leander Pillar.
Steve Oney played the cemetery cop.
Robin Russell
and Peter Russell
played the cemetery kids.
The innocent bystander was played by Lisa Birmingham.
The prison guard was played by Mark Birmingham.
The folks who made this show, it were produced by Stephen Oney, Mark Birmingham, and David Ellsworth. Written and directed by Stephen Thomas Oney. Music and engineering by Mark Birmingham. Co-directed by Stephen Russell. Produced on DigiDesign's Pro Tools audio equipment. Titled Indian Flashlights by John Cullody. Copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Oney for Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater. Key Grip and Best Girl, Debbie Oney. This is Old Tishua, played by Carol McManus. Wishing you a pleasant evening and inviting you to tune in again when that fog rolls in on another chapter.
Carmen Radio Mystery Theater.